Blog Talk Radio.
MOGM, move it, get moved, nigga.
Monopoly money, you niggas ain't real, you niggas is counterfeit. Be capping in front, there ain't no discussion, but know that you counterfeit. You really your lame, so stay in your lane, cause nigga, you counterfeit. I'm calling you out, you chasing the clout, cause nigga, you counterfeit. Monopoly money, you niggas ain't real, you niggas is counterfeit. Be capping in front, there ain't no discussion, but know that you counterfeit. You really your lame, stay in your lane, cause nigga, you counterfeit. I'm calling you out, you chasing the clout, cause nigga, you counterfeit.
This to me, I'm calling you out. Old ass nigga, you chasing the clout. Being fake is what you really about. With a cap on the book, you would get logged out. You the type that's gonna fuck with an op. You never gonna shoot cause you aiming a prop. Don't Photoshop, you ain't real, you crop. Slept it with your man, Pat, just stop. You forever a lame, you're not with the shit, you really a bitch. Riddle me this, you toting that thing, but gotta permit. Fuck how you feel, you never been real, you $3 bill. All of my niggas train to go. They shooting to kill. Knock off, you ain't authentic. No pink slip, your car ready. You don't trap hard, you cap hard. Chase the cop for the life, nigga. Always on some fuck shit that don't get you no stripes, nigga. Truth is, you a hype nigga. Gonna shake seven high, nigga. Yeah. Monopoly money, you niggas ain't real, you niggas is counterfeit. Be capping in front, there ain't no discussion, but know that you counterfeit. You really your lame, so stay in your lane, cause nigga, you counterfeit. I'm calling you out, you chasing the clout, cause nigga, you counterfeit. Monopoly money, you niggas ain't real, you niggas is counterfeit. Be capping in front, there ain't no discussion, but know that you counterfeit. You really your lame, so stay in your lane, cause nigga, you counterfeit. Calling you out, I'm chasing the clout, cause nigga, you counterfeit.
You ain't real, you fake. You don't go hard in the paint. Only real niggas can relate. You don't be blowing on stage. Keep it real, you won't pop nothing. Fake as hell, boy, stop fronting. You a quack, nigga, so I'm duck hunting. This fourth down and I'm not putting. Pull up to the venue, act like I'm performing and fuck up the set. That's what's gonna happen if you keep talking and making a threat. Coming at me with that fake shit is something you gon' regret. My niggas is refs, if I throw the flag, bow. They sending them texts, yeah. I've been the same since day one, got all the sauce, no A1, yeah. Tag after tag, cause you dick riding these local niggas, I'm doing my thing, I stay in my lane, getting the baggage while I focus, nigga, lame ass nigga, you switched up, yeah. When it's starch time, you bitched up,
nigga.
Monopoly money, you niggas ain't real, you niggas is counterfeit,
niggas is counterfeit.
Be capping in front, there ain't no discussion, but know that you counterfeit,
know that you counterfeit.
You really your lame, so stay in your lane, cause nigga, you counterfeit,
nigga.
I'm calling you out, you chasing the clout, cause nigga, you counterfeit. Monopoly money, you niggas ain't real, you niggas is counterfeit. Be capping in front, there ain't no discussion, but know that you counterfeit.
You
really your lame, so stay in your lane, cause nigga, you counterfeit. I'm calling you out, you chasing the clout, cause nigga, you counterfeit.
Drum coming with the kick,
with the kick.
Click clack, let it rip,
let it rip.
Gone head, yeah, you know we with the shit. I keep the peace with my clip,
with my clip.
30 round drum coming
last
with the kick.
Check it in, nigga.
Click clack, let it rip.
K-I-G shit.
Gone head, yeah, you know we with the shit.
With a couple niggas that'll shake something. When it comes to the money, they'll bake something. I just gotta look, I ain't gotta say nothing. Niggas train to go, run your pockets, they'll take something. Duty on the left, yeah, he'll swing quick. Hood on the right, he'll let it ring quick. Keto with his tool, waiting on the lane, bitch. Buck in the back, act tough, he going ape shit. I'm not a shooter, but bitch, nigga, don't push me. I'm in a VIP trying to kick it like I'm Bruce Lee. You wouldn't clap at your son's graduation. Niggas pump faking, got me finna lose patience. So if you talk about a nigga, better be about it. I send a text and niggas will come see about it.
Huh?
I don't talk about girls, I don't tote that.
Nope.
3-5 in a swisher, I smoke that.
I keep the peace with my clip.
With my clip.
30 round drum coming with the kick.
With the kick.
Click clack, let it rip.
Let it rip.
Gone head, yeah, you know we with the shit. I keep the peace with my clip.
With my clip.
30 round drum coming with the kick.
With the kick.
Click clack, let it rip.
Let it hit.
Gone head, yeah, you know we with the shit.
I
got it on me. If he make moves, take time from the nigga like a break room. Blow the nine at the nigga, make his face move. Lil Duty got the city popping like some fake news. Look, I've been gone for a minute, but I'm back up in it. Got real niggas on my team and they fucking with it. You make a move, I'm calling Buck to come and crush you, nigga. And Ant got that red dot on your cousin, nigga. You mean to tell me all that bluffing was for nothing, nigga? Hey, mastermind, grab the chopper with the button, nigga. Pick it up so she can go right on their brothers with us. My team solid, shit, we family, four brothers, nigga. Get Judy on the phone. I heard some niggas that was bluffing about some business over there at the house on Kennedy. Make it stop and light that bitch up like it's Christmas. And any nigga that won't war might come up missing.
I keep the peace with my clip. 30 round drum coming with the kick. Click clack, let it rip. Go on, hey, yeah, you know we with the shit. I keep the peace with my clip. 30 round drum coming with the kick. Click clack, let it rip. Go on, hey, yeah, you know we with the shit.
Back. I'm touching cash, I'm saying back. That's what I hate, man. If there is a time. that you need it. No, I do not love you, but I fuck you like I mean it. Never show emotions, glad we came to that agreement. Now it's never tempers, only Tempur-Pedics. Got you when you need it. This is how it begin. You knew what it was the day I slipped inside your DMs. Disney Plus while in your guts, my lady, tis the season. Tell your man no worries, shorty, I'm not trying to be him. With you for these reasons, we ain't gotta nag a lot. Anywhere you wanna go, cool, I'm your Kakarot. Take you to the mall, I give you something you can brag about. I will keep you flyer than the carpet that Aladdin got. Get that pussy wet, I hawk up in it like it's Ragnarok. Then I get to swimming like my name was David Hasselhoff. In the meantime, we'll speak. On the free time, we'll freak. Can't be mine, but at least you'll be fine.
Best friend, best friend. Late night, get the sex in. I can be your best friend, your best friend. No strings, no questions. I can be your best friend, oh, best friend. Hey, late night with the sex in. I can be your best friend, best friend. Hey, but I ain't trying to be your next man. Yeah, I'm digging you, baby. Yeah, I'm into you, baby. But can't commit to you, baby. Because of the principle, baby. I'm not your typical crazy. And that interests you, baby. So why not go and work it out like an elliptical, maybe?
I mean, think about it. I ain't got a lie to you. Hide from you, you go out. I don't bother you. Then bada boom, we at your apartment room with ganja fumes. Eating Italian food, chasing vodka with guava juice. Let me know if it gets weird. Casper in the bathroom, I'm just trying to make this shit clear. Claim you into woman, well, I'll have one when you get here. Bad yellow bitch with her tits and her clit pierce. Eat it while I beat it, black and build it like a mixed beer. Just don't be a motor mouth or I'll be going in sixth gear. In the meantime, we'll speak. On a free time, we'll freak. Can't be mine, but at least we'll be fine.
Best friend, best friend. Late night, get the sex in. I can be your best friend, your best friend. No strings, no questions. I can be your best friend, go best friend. Hey, late night with the sex in. I can be your best friend, best friend. Trying to be your next man.
What's cracking every motherfucking body out there in the Sunday world? This is your host, Mastermind. This is the motherfucking Bar Talk Radio Show. If you're not familiar with the Bar Talk Radio Show, let me let you know what's going on. This is a Bar Talk Radio Show. This is another battle rap radio show. It's a lot of battle rap radio shows. But this one right here was a lot have to do with Minnesota battle rap and what Minnesota battle rap has to bring to the battle rap culture. And because we're on quarantine, I typically would be doing interviews in person with the camera and all that type of stuff. But, you know, like the rest of the world in the world right now, I'm in a stay-at-home order because my governor told me to stay my ass home, so staying home. So I decided to bring my battle rap show to the internet and have internet battle rap radio show. So here he is, the Bar Talk Radio Show. So today's special guest is Craig Lamar, who was in great battle rap, astonishing battle rapper. I got the chance to see Craig Lamar about 2 years ago when he came to battle Mr. Mills here in Minnesota with Mad Slaughter Battle League. And ever since then, I've been a fan. I've been following him. I watch all his battles. And that song you just heard was him. And I'm surprised because I did not play that song before I played it just now. That was him. And it's amazing how the content of that song versus his battle rap content. I just don't, wow, that's impressive. But I'm going to bring him on the line now, see if he can introduce himself, we can get to know him. We're going to chop it up. We're going to ask him some questions. We're going to talk about battle rap culture. We're going to talk about his career inside of battle rap, outside of battle rap, and if he's feeling up to it, and we got some callers on the line that want to speak and answer some questions, we may have him answer a couple questions for some callers. So without further ado, I present to y'all Craig Lamar. What's cracking, homie?
Yo, yo, yo.
What's good? What's good?
You hear me good?
Yep, yep. I hear you loud and clear.
What's up with you? What's up with you? Yo, that was one hell of a there was one hell of an announcement. I didn't know you was a fan like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you probably don't even – I know you bump into a million motherfuckers a year, man. So I ain't even going to be like, I was the one wearing the red shirt with the blue hat, and I said, what's up? I ain't even going to do that. I ain't even going to do you, too, but I am in Minnesota, and I was at that battle. I was there at that event. So, like, ever since then, I've been a fan. Like, I added you on Facebook, been following you. You know, we chop it up every now and then on – statuses in the inbox. So I'm like,
this is a cool guy
because then, you know, a lot of people don't see battle rappers outside of battle rap. So when I'm seeing you with your family and with your son and all that, it's like, damn, man, he's a regular ass nigga. He's cool. And you be doing your thing, man.
For sure.
So battle rap. So how long? Tell us about that. Like, what got you into that? And you know, how long have you been doing it?
Shit, when I was you know, it's crazy. When I was 8 years old, I'm telling you, I was eight. And this is no lie. I was 8 years old in the barbershop. It was grown folks battling and shit. And I was like, damn, I want to do that one day. It was bad. I was only eight. So it was like, shit, I waited till I was like 12 when I started, because I went to the same barbershop year after year. And when I was 12,
right,
I started getting into them battles. We just was doing freestyle off beats and shit. And I was just, I was smoking all the grown folks. It came to a point where they had to, they started doing like two versus me and shit. I'm just a little nigga in there battling everybody. So that's what got me into it. But I ain't really get too deep into it until I started watching Grind Time. I don't know if you remember Grind Time, that battle.
Yeah,
I remember
Grind Time. I'm definitely a fan. I've been following battle rap a long ass time. Like, I'm talking about the Smack DVD stages. I'm definitely in tune with Grind Time. Grind Time put a lot of these niggas that's up top now started on Grind Time.
Mm-hmm. Facts. That's how I started. You're right. The Smack DVD too, man. That's what made me get into it too and shit. And
right.
And what it was a Fight Club too. I used to watch that when I was little. That shit always got me hyped too. But then Grind Time had they had a tryout over here and shit. So I just went forward and they was fucking with me. So I kept doing it ever since then. I got into it and shit. But Grind Time, when I
I was gonna ask you where is here. Like, where are you? Where are you from? Where are you residing at too as well?
Yeah, it came well, I'm in Tampa, but it came to Florida. I mean, it came to Orlando. I mean, so shit, I went there to the tryout and shit, and I made it through there. So since then, I was fucking with them ever since then. But they was on the decline. By the time I went in there, nobody was watching Grind Time no more like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's when Hollow, everybody left. Nobody was really in Grind Time no more. So I was like,
right. I remember that.
Yeah, so I was still getting my name up there and shit. And then I started buzzing when I went to Spit That Heat, though, with Milltown Blue, and I battled Chef Trez and all that. That's when I really started getting up there.
Taking off. Oh, wow.
Yeah, really started taking
off. Crazy. Okay. Yeah, okay. I didn't know you had your run through Spit That Heat. I thought, because I live in Atlanta. I used to live in Atlanta. I live in Minnesota now because that's where I'm from, but I used to live in Atlanta, and I was in tune with what he was going on with Spit That Heat because I had two homies over there, Cannon the Beast and Sinister, both, you know, I politic with them outside of real life. I know they families, kids, and all that, so they was into it, but that's how I got into the loop with Spit That Heat, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, shout out to Cannon the Beast. I'm with the team.
Yeah, yeah.
Team Wordplay. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm holding up.
Okay. Team Wordplay. Yeah. Cannon that. Yeah, me and Cannon family. I got songs with Cannon. that's what's up. So Tampa. So you were in Tampa, Florida. So is there like a big scene there for battle rap? Like, what's the scene like there as far as battle rap goes?
Well, over here in Tampa?
Yeah.
To be honest with you, they don't really care too much about battle rap over here. To be real with you, we have like little leagues here and there. But they ain't really too big on a small league unless Smack or something come here and have an event like URL or something. Then you know, it'll be a lot of people there. But they don't really fuck with smaller leagues, you know what I'm saying, that people don't really know too much about. They don't really be on it unless it's URL, to be real.
And that's kind of sad. Right. They should be supporting all the Battle Leagues. Well, you got some Battle Leagues is getting up there. They're getting up there.
Right.
Shout out to Zoo Battle League. Zoo Battle League.
Right. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I can definitely, yeah. I've been to Florida for Lauderdale a few years ago. I got quite a few people that I know that live in Tampa, man, that keep coming, tell me to come down there just to get away for the weekend. So I've really been thinking about it.
Yeah, they like the vacation over here. I'm trying to get the fuck up out of here, though. I'm trying to get the fuck up out of here.
What's wrong with Florida?
Man, I'm just tired of it. You know, when you've been in one spot your whole life, you want to do something different. I want to move to Atlanta. That's my plan, though. To move over there and shit, see what's going on that side.
I feel it. I definitely understand what you're saying on that. So, your battle rap career, how do you feel about it overall? Obviously you have progressed at it, and you're at a very good point in your career right now. I'm seeing you a little bit of everywhere. From I'm seeing you on ARP. Rare Breed, my bad. Then I'm seeing you a little bit of everywhere, man. You came up here to Minnesota. Y'all see you at ARP. That's where you battle Rosenberg, right?
Yeah.
I've been a fan of Rosenberg, too. That battle, hey, I still can't call it because I've been a fan of Rosenberg, too, and I'm a fan of y'all. So when I seen him battle, I've seen the announcement, and I'm like, oh, my God, why they do this? They can't make us choose between these two. That was a nice battle, though. After I watched the battle, I was satisfied. I wasn't like, oh, that was boo-boo. Like, I was happy that it was a fight like it was, you know?
Yeah. We was fighting, man. I had my slip-ups. I had my slip-ups, you know. That'd be me, though. That's me. My prep time is always last minute. So, especially, because lately, I ain't going to lie, I've been fucking up a lot only because I've been slacking on my prep, really. And, I battle because I like it. But if I'm battling somebody I don't really want to battle, then I'm just finna. I mean, I'm going to come with what I got, but I ain't really finna give it 100% to be real with you. I'm just going to battle enough to show y'all that I can hang. But if I don't really want to battle that person, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't going to really put too much into it. I know it's crazy to say that, but I like battling.
Yeah. I feel you.
I like to battle.
It's one of the things, like, because, you know, I don't battle rap. I make music. So, like, I get people ask me to do songs all the time. And I tell them the quality of the verse you're going to get out of me is how well I like the records you send me. So, like, you send me something and it's so-so, I'm going to do my thing, but I ain't going to do it hard unless you send me something that I feel it in my chest, like, okay, yeah, I'm about to fat. So I understand.
Yeah, you
got to
be
so
motivated.
When was the last time? Right, definitely. You got to be motivated. So when was the last time you was motivated and really pushed your pen on an opponent, and who was it?
Real last time it was JC. That was the last time I was actually motivated and I really wanted to battle him. So that's why that's one of my best battles. When somebody bring up a battle, they always bring up me and JC. So that was the one I really had to push my pen because I knew he was dangerous. So I had to come with it, but I wanted to battle him. You know what I'm saying? It's different when I want to battle a nigga, because sometimes you got battle leagues, they be like, hey, we want you to battle this guy. And you don't really want to battle him, but they be like, you know, we're going to throw a little bit of cash in there to help you out. And, you know, I got a family to take care of. So I go ahead and do it. You know, I ain't going to be, but like I said, it ain't going to be 100%, but I am going, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to make the fans satisfied with what I got. But it ain't going to be 100%. You feel me?
Right, definitely. I can definitely understand that. So what has been the most key thing, the most influential time or point in your battle rap career? What has been that point where you've been really, like, the biggest accomplishment in your battle rap career? Is that, let me say it like that. What has been your biggest accomplishment?
Biggest compliment. I don't know. It's been many. Shit. Like I said, JC was one of them. Also, when I battled Holmesy, that was my first time battling in front of that many people. And I always wanted to battle in front of that many people just to see like how I would work with the crowd. Shit, my first bar, the whole building went crazy. I always wanted that to happen, and it happened from there. So that's nothing to come. I always wanted that to happen. Shit, I was still
right. Okay.
I still get stage fright too, though. I still get stage fright. It's crazy. I've been doing this for a long time. Yeah, I've been doing this for a long time. But most of my battles that I've done in my life, they've been like just like small room, like just, you know what I'm saying, just straight up gritty people around us, is just a circle and we just battling. I love that more. But, you know, the stage is for, you know what I'm saying, you kind of project them for everybody to see. You got to put on a performance. I still get kind of nervous with that. I ain't used to that yet. So, because I really ain't battled the stage that much. I only been on stage, it's been like, shit, to be honest, three times I've been on stage. And all them times I wasn't myself on the stage and people could see that. Because I still be nervous on it. So, there's something I got to work on, though, that's all.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, I kind of like the small rooms, too, because I feel like you can get it out. You know what I'm saying? It's not so much harder. It's not a lot to keep a crowd down, like, for reactions. Because I know sometimes I've seen it happen where you get a reaction and there's so many people in them smack rooms that – by the time he ready to get back into a scheme, he didn't forgot because it took the crowd 20 minutes to shut up, you know. But
exactly.
Like with a small room, you had that reaction. Everybody realized, okay, after three to five seconds, everybody realized, okay, we need to start a rap now.
They
like,
know
when. They start quiet. Yeah, they start quieting down. Yeah. So, yeah, I get it. I get it. How many battles do you have on your resume?
Shit, I don't even know, to be real with you.
That's good, then. That means it's a lot. That means it's a lot.
It might be by goddamn, I don't know. Nah, I can't be 30 yet. Nah, not yet. I ain't on my Drake Dennis shit yet. I ain't on my Drake Dennis. Shout out to Drake Dennis. Yo, me and Drake got to go at it. Yeah, Drake be battling. Like, Drake got about 58 battles. God damn.
Wow.
Yeah, I only battle about like almost, ain't even 20. It's a little bit under there. Probably about 15 battles I got. Probably like 15.
Okay, okay, okay. Have you ever had a battle that didn't drop?
Yeah, I did. I did have a I had two of them. You know what's crazy? You seen my JC battle, right? Or have you seen that with me and JC?
Yeah, I've seen it.
What's crazy that my first round, it was my second, actually, the one that everybody liked the most. That round is actually, most of that round, I already battled, like, I already used that verse. I battled somebody saying, like, half of that shit in a battle, but the battle never dropped. I don't know what happened. They ain't never drop it. It was on Spit That Heat versus Flocko. And I used like half of that shit that I had, but it ain't never dropped. So I was like, damn, it was too fire and everybody was reacting crazy. So I was like, I gotta use that shit again. So I did it in my second verse. I had used some of that on JC and shit. So, and people was fucking with it like crazy. You know, I had to adjust it a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Put some new shit in there for him.
Right.
But still, though, they ain't never drop it. So I was like, fuck it, I need to do this. I need to say this shit again. It's too good for it not to be said. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But that's
have you ever
shit.
Had
that's
a battle cancel on you last minute or somebody duck you last minute?
Nah. I had some, like, you know, some business having some, I posted about a twerk at one point, and it ain't had nothing to do with him and the owner, they had something, you know what I'm saying, they had a little beef going on at the time.
Right.
And shit.
Whatever
so,
friction they had, right.
Yeah, they had a lot of friction
going
on, so it wouldn't even be good for us to battle, because we're going to be here in my hometown. That's where the owner was at. So if twerk came here, you know, all that shit would have been going on. So, You know what I'm saying? That would not have been good.
Some of his homies would have been trying to get in his ass, man.
Yeah, so, yeah, it would have been some crazy shit. And I ain't want to, you know what I'm saying? I'm cool with all of them. But I ain't want to have none of that shit going on. So, and shit, I'll post about it. I don't know if you know about Kid Chaos. He's like an upcoming dude on Smack. But Smack, his last card he had here, I was supposed to battle Kid Chaos. But I couldn't battle him. My son had caught the stomach virus and shit. So I had called out from the battle like a month prior. But I guess his team ain't talked to him. So he still came here thinking we was going to battle. So he came here, and I made an announcement. And then I guess everybody thought I ducked him, but honestly, I talked to his peoples. They just didn't tell him, so that's on them, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know who the fuck, I ain't know who he was.
That communication shit be fucking people up. You know?
Yeah, yeah, be fucking people
up. Talk to my manager, and I talk to your manager, and then you swear up and down. I didn't, bro. You know what I'm saying? I bet you have to go through hell and hot water to prove that you contacted them people.
Yeah, I do, and I don't like to, I don't like to put people on blast like that and shine that type of person or just put people out there. I could put out names and shit and screenshots and all that, but I just tell them shit. That shit got me in a little bit of bad blood with URL. They think I ducked old boy for the card, so you know it's kind of bad. That's why I ain't been battling for them in a minute because of that situation. So I ain't really spoke to them since then.
Right. Understood. Yeah. So. Battle rap culture. How you feel about the overall battle rap culture, like with the smacks and all the problems that be going on with the. Matter of fact, we can take one issue. We have seen a lot. Big name battle rappers taking deposits from small leagues. How you feel about that? I gotta touch on it, man. I gotta touch on it.
Man, it's bad, man. It's bad. I don't see why they do it. I have times where I had the deposit. I always get a deposit back, though. I always give it back. I ain't never been that type of nigga. I always give it back. Because why? I don't see why people do that. Why would you have bad blood with them? Then when you get booked again and you go there, you got niggas looking for you and shit. You can't enjoy your time at the venue. Niggas want to fight you and shit. People saying shit about you, putting out blogs and shit, talking all that shit. So, I mean, I ain't never been that type. I don't know why they do it. I don't understand it, to be honest. But hey, it's whatever. Sometimes it's the league fault, too, because sometimes they'll, even when it didn't fall through the first time, they'll try again to book the same person that took their deposit. They'll try it again and get their shit took again. Crazy.
And that's, you know what? And that's what I wanted. And I be wanting to ask some of these league owners, like, for instance, we could just use you as an example since we're on the phone. I don't want to use nobody else. But, like, Craig Lamar, you duck small league in Georgia. And then a small league in New York books you. You flake on them. Then a small league in Iowa, you flake on them. And then it's like, damn, how many of y'all leagues going to keep sending this dude money after you see him flake on 15 other leagues? Like, I'll be thinking like, okay, like he basically just told you the stove is hot and you're going to keep putting your hand on the eye. You're going to keep, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, come on now. Like, what are you doing? But I get it. Like, I mean, I guess these leagues want that look. But then again, that look ain't so much when they flake on you and you got people buying tickets and you're pre-selling.
Yeah, that shit be bad.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That shit whole, see? I don't get why they... I don't know. It can never be me. I can never do that, too.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shit crazy. Like, I don't be getting it sometimes, you know? And then I'm too afraid of karma to fuck somebody up. You know what I'm saying? I think if I take somebody $2, somebody going to take my $8, you know? So I'll be on the up and up. But, I mean, I do commend you. Like you said, you give people their money back because, you know. But
yeah,
I guess somebody...
I just don't want to be that person.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Right. True. Have you ever did a 2-on-2?
It's funny you said that. No, I ain't never did one. I'm about to do my first one. Shit, they had the. I don't know if they're gonna reschedule it because this whole virus shit going on. But it, me and Deuce from Tampa, a new up and coming rapper, is me and him versus Twerk and Drugs was supposed to go down next month. But they kind of died down on it a little bit. I don't know what's going on. If they're gonna postpone it. That's for a new league that's just starting called Takeoff Battle League. Shouts out to them. That's going to be their first card, but he's going to be the main event on that one.
That's a hell of a card, then. Out the gate, that's good. Out the gate. Look like homie been doing his research, whoever the owner is, and it seemed like he's been doing his research before he did all the fans.
He said,
I'm going to do some research.
That's going to be a crazy battle, though, if it do go down. Because Twerk is somebody that I want to battle. That fall in the category of telling you people that I want to battle. When I'm talking about really want to fuck a nigga up, because I fuck with Twerk. I respect his pen. I like him. So he's somebody that I really want to battle, though. So I wouldn't sleep on him. I really have to smoke.
Bring it.
Have to bring
you go,
him. Yeah.
You're going to set the tone to where he going to want his look back. He going to want to battle you one-on-one. Like, wait a minute, that little nigga is talking to me. I'm gonna have to get my lick back.
We're gonna have to go. Did you see him at K-Shine?
No, not yet. I gotta re-download the app. I be so sidetracked in what I got going on. Like, re-download the app.
Hey, they got that Bill Bootleg now. Goddamn YouTube, you want to check that girl out? It was a good
you said
one though.
The bootleg.
Yeah, they got the bootleg. I was watching it. It was good, man. K-Shine was going off, though. K-Shine was going off. You fuck with K-Shine and Twerk? You like
their style
of rap? Or...
I like them. Yeah, I mean, K-Shine and Twerk, I don't know. Twerk's okay. He's not my favorite. K-Shine is okay, but I feel you gotta catch them. At a point to where when they got to be battling somebody that they really want to battle type shit. And you can kind of tell. You know what I'm saying? So, but I feel that if I'm going to try to track down the bootleg copy. But then again, I might just re-download the app and start watching the shit I missed. But I feel like I'm not going to be disappointed.
You say you're going to re-download it. What you had? You had deleted that shit?
Yeah, deleted it. I think I needed more space in my iCloud, so I deleted it, and I deleted all a bunch of shit I'm not really using like that. You know what I'm saying? Just to save space on my phone. But you know, I figure I'll watch it when it come out, whenever it drop on YouTube. You know,
it's always bootlegs lying around. I ain't even supposed to be talking like this, but hey, it's always bootlegs. It's always a bootleg somewhere, so you be straight. Even with the app, I ain't downloaded the app yet. To be honest with you, the app, Smaggle, I ain't downloaded it at all. Not yet. I don't really. I know what they doing, so they can. You know what I'm saying? Because they can profit off.
Yeah, I get
stuff
it.
Is a good
right.
Like that, but I don't really like it, to be honest, because.
Why?
Not many people gonna see that battle then. Like people that's of course dedicated fans, they gonna have the app. But I mean as far as everybody seeing that shit to where people are sharing it and all that, like how you can do, like how you can just go on YouTube and look up a battle and you can share that shit.
Right.
You can't do that now. You got the app, you gotta just be on the app only. So it's bad for the upcoming niggas too when they name ain't really out there like that, it's only on the app, so you can't really see their battles, you know what I'm saying? You can't really see their battles, so that's the only part that sucked, though.
True. Yeah, I mean, I get it. It's a tax to get money, but then I be feeling like, damn, how much money y'all want? We know y'all done made XYZ off of doors and pre-sales and VIPs and pay-per-view. Like, damn. Like, no, the pay-per-view. Yeah, the pay-per-view shit, like, I know y'all making money off that. Then I got some homies from up here that be going to the events, and people I know who be going to the events telling me, like, stage passes is a couple bands and some more shit. So I know y'all making money.
$1,000.
Y'all don't need this. Y'all don't need this little bitty ass $8 a month, man. Well, you know, who am I to count anybody's pockets?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, hey, I ain't trying to put a shout out to you or a shout out smack all of y'all do y'all thing. I'm just personally, I ain't really. I don't know. The app ain't sit too well with me. Maybe I got to get used to it though. Maybe it will later, but right now, just like nah, I don't really think I'm a, Nah, I ain't really fuck with the app thing right now.
Yeah. So you're not fucking with the app. So with the whole quarantine, since we're using Smack as an example, with the whole quarantine, they got this whole. Have you been seeing the tryout thing he got going on?
Yeah, what is that? Crucible?
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
Like, I'm hearing that's the new way, the only way to get on Smack now. It's present your whatever length video to him online or some shit. That's what I'm hearing. So I want to know how you feel about that.
See, to be honest, I ain't know too much about what the hell that was. I just asked my homeboy the other day. I was like, bro, I ain't. Because lately I've been out the loop just a little bit. I've just been, you know, chilling with my fam. You know, sometimes I just, you know, I don't really, sometimes I'll go away from battle rap for a little bit and just and deal with reality and what's going
on.
So I'll be out of the loop for a little bit. But, yeah, I just started seeing that, the Crucible stuff. I'm wondering what the hell was going on. But yeah, you said it's like, what, it's like a new trial thing, right?
Yeah, I'm hearing from what I'm seeing, and I'm hearing from different battlers inside of Minnesota and outside of Minnesota that, like, if you're trying to get on Smack, that's your new proving ground type. That's your pre-proving ground type shit. I'm hearing. I don't know for sure. That I'm not a battler, so I don't know, you know, the ins and outs of that, you know, of what to do. But I think, I don't know, I think that's kind of dope. But then again, I feel like it's kind of, you know, it's different. You know?
It's different. You know what? I fuck with it though, because I actually fuck with it because I feel like it's better that they know who they bringing, like who they bringing to their PGs and shit. Like they know what kind of talent they got before they bring, because you know how they usually people will come do a PG, and that shit'll be whack and they'll never drop, and then everybody mad and shit. Like damn, our shit ain't dropped. And sometimes it be other shit going on, but it's other times niggas just suck. And they ain't want to drop it because the battle wasn't all that good, you know what I'm saying? So it's good that they see, it's good that they can see how like good the person is before they even put them against somebody to be on a platform. I think that's a good idea. I think they should have been doing that. Matter of fact, that's a good way to start off. That's good. But then again, you got where you can just look up they past battles on other leagues and shit though too. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I ain't see. True. I just thought about that. Damn. Yeah, they can just. I mean, that's what they've been doing too, though. I ain't even think about that tonight. But they can just look at their old battles and shit. But I mean, for people that they never seen before, like just started battle rapping and got no footage, I feel like that's a good idea to see what they up against. See if the people talented or not, though. I fuck with it, though.
True. Okay. I get it.
Yeah.
So. Do you think that Smack is like the ultimate goal for every battle rapper?
I think for most of them, yeah. I think for most of them, it is. Not for me personally. To be honest, I always. And let me say this. I don't know. My vision is different. I don't really care too much if I battle on there. I wanted to battle on there on the platform, but I didn't care how far I went on there. I just wanted to battle on there. I just wanted to show face on there because a lot of people do love URL and their platform. That's a lot of people dream, like people trying to be up there with the Tay Rock and Loaded Lux and all that, you know what I'm saying? So I think that is a lot of people's goal shit for the most part, most of them. So most of them, though.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, most of them. Yeah, I feel like everybody has a. Go ahead, my bad. I mean,
no, you good.
Go ahead, saying,
bro. No, you good. I was just gonna say, but I mean that. I don't know. They should have a different way of thinking. Or don't just try to straight up do that. You can be, you can be buzzing in other places too, though. It's just how you, promote yourself and everything. You can still be buzzing like that. Like I battled on URL. You feel me? I battled on URL before I battled on RBE, and
okay.
My name was buzzing. Let me, for example, RBE a little smaller league, but they still buzzing too. But after URL battle, I battled on RBE, and I got more recognition battling on RBE than I did on URL, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just how you promote yourself and just the material that you bring. Just, hey, just say some shit that people ain't never heard before. Creativity. It's just how, it's how you promote yourself, I feel like. You know, so that ain't got to be the ultimate goal. Of course, Smack got the looks, though. They got the celebrities watching and everything, too, so that's good.
Right.
With connections and everything. So I don't knock them for that, but I'm saying that shouldn't just be their only target, though. They should still, you know what I'm saying, just expand their talents. Just don't try to hold on to URL and let that be your only hope. Like, you know what I'm saying? Battle other places, too. Get your name out there. Nothing.
True. I mean, I feel like it should be nobody's ultimate goal. Like, I mean, who am I to tell you what your goal should be? You know, I'm not, you know, that, you know. But I feel like everything always, I think everything that glitters ain't gold. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, you might want to get to Smack, but then you get over there and then you realize it's bullshit and then you more pissed at yourself that you've been grinding all these years to get to some bullshit. Not saying that Smack is bullshit. I don't know. But I do get what you're saying, though. You got to build your resume up and do what you do for you first type shit.
Yeah, you got to do, do your thing. Yeah? So,
right. Mm-hmm. And then I'm thinking, too, now that I just thought about something, too. We was talking about the whole Crucible and the tryouts. Maybe he's doing that to see how much following the motherfucker got. You know what I'm saying? To see how many. You know, I just got to thinking. Because people claim to be the hottest, and I'm sure you've probably seen it in a lot of the small leagues that you've probably been to, but niggas claim to be the hottest. I know one of the issues that we have up here in Minnesota with our battle league is that battlers don't bring out fans like they're supposed to. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even some of the hottest can't even get 15 people to come see him battle. It takes for big names like yourself and Mr. Mills. You know, when you was here, Mr. Rick Mills was here. Bangs was here that day. You, Mr. Mills, and Glueezy was all here. Clean was supposed to have been, but something happened. But anyway, It take cars like that for us to get buzzing, to get people through the door, you know. But when we throw our little off-brand battles, you know, our normal cards, man, some of these niggas can't even get some of these niggas show up to battles with them, the same people they with every day, wife, best friend, and uncle. So I feel like and I feel like Smack probably know that. So Smack like, okay, I want to see how they following is. What's your Twitter like? What's your Facebook and your Instagram like? Are you posting? Are you networking? What kind of following do you have? How many other people can you get to share your tryout video type shit? You know. So I think that's my best. That might be why he's doing it, but anyway.
That's a good way to think about it. I ain't never thought about that.
I've seen her thinking about it because I'm pretty sure you've been to places and you've seen people and it's been five or six people in the building. I mean, you know, you still perform like you perform, but I noticed that's some problem that we have here in. And I'm sure it happens everywhere. You know, I can only speak in Minnesota because I don't live nowhere else. But niggas talk big. Niggas can't even get niggas to come out to their shows or battles or whatever. So don't talk that what you doing for the hood, nigga. You can't even get the hood to come support you at a battle rap.
Facts.
So, do you feel that some people, hold on, let me make it make sense. As a battle rapper, do you feel like some fans force you to be something that you're not when it comes to who you are in the ring?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, they do. Okay. And that's one of the things I can't stand about battle rap, dog. I got a love hate relationship with battle rap. Sometimes I don't be wanting to fuck with it, to be honest with you, because the fans, not even just the fans, but sometimes be the battlers, man. They be on some other shit. Niggas want you to be a tough guy all the time and shit. I'm goofy as hell. I don't know if you've seen a lot of my stories. I just be myself. I be goofy as fuck doing some crazy shit. I don't give a fuck who watching. But you got other niggas, they want to put on this disguise, like they just a tough guy, 24/7. And that shit be pissing me off. So I don't even be wanting to, that's why I don't even want to fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes the fans do be like that. They'll see you put up some shit, like you put up a little mushy picture of something petting. I was petting a puppy one time. I was sitting down petting a puppy. I remember one fan on there like, oh, look at this nigga petting a puppy. Oh, what the fuck? What the hell you got going? A nigga can't pet a puppy? What the fuck, man? That shit crazy. But nigga gotta be, you know, you gotta be a tough guy. It's like, you can't really be yourself. They want you to be tough all the time. They want you to take pictures posted up on the block and shit all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. I always want you to be a tough guy. I want you to be like your rap. You feel me?
What?
They can't be yourself sometimes. Or they start talking shit or thinking otherwise. You feel me? So, that's out there. Sometimes I feel like they think you're supposed to be hardcore all the time. Like a nigga be doing R&B music sometimes too. You feel me? It's just a gift. It's a gift that I got. And I had posted an R&B song, and then a fan put on there. He said, "Hey man, it's actually funny though." But he said, "That nigga said, he say fuck R&B, man. Be a hardcore battle rapper. Stay mad. That's what you're supposed to do." Like, what the fuck, bro? This shit crazy, man.
Yeah. Right.
Like
yeah,
that.
Like I, because like I remember, you might remember the incident at Double Impact, Murder Mook, and Bridge Wallstein got into it. They got to fighting or whatever. When someone was mentioned about his mama or whatever. I think you remember it. I don't know if you remember or if you even seen it.
Yeah, I remember. I remember the whole fight situation. That shit,
so,
it threw me off too. That shit was, hey, that shit was crazy. Go crazy. That was crazy.
So, Mook was on Matt Hoffa's podcast, little thing he got, and he was talking about the incident, and he said something to me that made sense, and this is why I asked you the question. He said, sometimes fans press us to do things we don't want to do. He said, because if a nigga pocket tap me and I don't pocket tap him back, I'm pussy.
Mm-hmm.
But if a nigga pocket tap me and I punch him, now I'm disrespecting the battle. So it's like,
yeah,
Yeah, like, am I supposed to fuck up the whole culture of battle rap, quote unquote, or do I, the nigga, it's a pocket tap? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, do I, you know what I'm saying? So like, that's why I asked you. Like, I can see why you say sometimes you forced to be, not do things that you don't want to do, but the outlook for people make it seem, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, like he said, be a hardcore battle rapper. Don't be no R&B singer. What? How does it make sense?
Yeah.
R&B, whatever the fuck I'm going to be, whatever the fuck is getting my son food in his stomach. If that takes me to be Donald Duck, motherfucker, then I'm Donald Duck. Like, what do you mean?
Facts.
So
yeah,
like
they just want you to be tough all the time.
Right. So to that to that effect, do you think that a lot of battle rappers really about that life? Do you think they really are about what they rap about? Like when nigga talk about, I got this 8K and I blah, 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 but then it's be the same nigga who get robbed when niggas with bats. Like, so where was your 8K at?
Oh, it's a lot of niggas. So somebody got to be lying. But, I mean, some of them, when you around them, you know how you can, you get that feel, though, if they really like that or not. Once you be around them for a while. That's the only way you can tell. You can't tell through their battle raps because everybody saying some crazy shit.
Right.
So you can never tell unless you hang around them, then you can see what type of person they is. But other than that, I ain't sure. But I know somebody, like, it's too many battle rappers. Somebody got to be lying. Somebody.
Right. Somebody can't be telling the truth. Somebody.
Yeah.
Everybody can't be real. You know what I'm saying? Somebody
got to
be fake.
Yeah, not all of them is on the, not all of them on the block shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Somebody
you
lying.
You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, no, that's whatever. That's whatever. I mean, you know, anyway, with battle rap, anyway, I never paid attention to if they was really about that. For me, battle rap is just how talented you is with your words and shit. So I only pay attention to that. Even if they ain't about it, you know, it's whatever. If nigga nice, hey, he nice then. But then again, if they act like that though, you feel me? Like if they put on that fake ass aside like they is though, there, that's when it's a problem. But if in battle rap, like while they battling, I ain't never really paid attention to that. Be real.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it. I mean, I feel like, I don't know. I'm assuming when I go into it, I'm assuming that everything you say is real. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So when I see you get beat up and jump, like, I'm all I have is your word at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally, all I have is your word at this point. So when you tell me you out here, you know how these niggas do in the ring. I'm really in the streets. I
yeah,
I fit this kind
of. Some of them be doing
money,
too much.
But then you the same nigga running off with league's deposit. So it's like, how much money you getting to where you got to run off with somebody money where you could pay this man their money back or this woman her money back? Like somewhere,
mm-hmm.
like you said, if everybody real, who fake? Somebody got to be wrong.
Yeah, for real. And hey, some niggas be doing
is,
too much.
Yeah. I get it confused between keeping it real or dry snitching. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I flipped the pack. I robbed the nigga. He dead now. Full of lead now. In the bed now. Okay, so did you really just kill somebody in the bed? Did you really just kill
keep
somebody
going,
in the
keep
bed?
Keep going.
It's like, did you really kill somebody in the bed, bro? Like, are you really on camera in front of 25,000 people at a Smack event with a billion cameras, pay-per-view, admitting that you killed somebody in the bed? Oh, so you lying,
hey,
or you keeping it real, or you know what I'm saying? I never understood that, but I know with battle rap it's different. It's an art. That's the point. You know, we supposed to be able to see shit, you know, catch shit, and you know, and understand it. You know, so that's why I say it's different from battle rap. Do you feel there is a such thing as going too far in the ring?
Nah, in the ring, nah. I said they take it too far, like, to where the tough guy act, they take it too far. Some
right.
of them take it too far. Like, yeah, some niggas be talking during the battles or talking shit to you while you rapping to them. Like, oh, nah, you ain't going to do that shit, like, in the middle of you rapping. I know you probably seen that in a few battles. You got some niggas be doing too much, like, talking and shit and saying all types of crazy shit, like doing too much. You ain't even got to do all that. Just shut the fuck up and let the nigga rap. It's his turn to rap. Let him rap. Then you can go.
Yeah.
But niggas
want to
be extra tough and all that. Like, just chill
that
out.
Shit too.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I feel like I hate it. This is what kills me. And it's funny, but I get it. Where like a motherfucker be like, me and you might be battling. And you might be like, what you about, you might start your round off with what you about 5'9", and the nigga start rapping. No, nigga, I'm like 16, nigga. Boy, you want
to yeah, yeah, that's all it
means. Like, yeah, like, nigga, let me. So what, you about 5'9"? Nigga, no,
made.
I'm actually 6'2". Or if a nigga be like, your mom called me. My mama didn't call you. Nigga, shut up. Like, I know, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I said? Like, nigga,
exactly.
Like,
just chill out, man. Why you got to be
nigga,
tough
just,
all
just
the time, bro?
So, like, and then I hate the whole concept. Well, I'm kind of on the middle. You know how a nigga rap, and a nigga might do the whole finger in your chest, touch your shoulder, just to prove they point. I hate the nigga that be
yeah.
like, nigga, don't touch me. Nigga, don't touch me. And they want to smack their hand off somebody. Bro.
Yeah.
You know a nigga bounder. You know a nigga bounder shoulder rub you a little bit, or he might, especially when he's trying to talk to a nigga, he dead a hoe. Fam, we know he not really trying to push you, bro. So then what happens is when I be like, get your hand off me, now you mad I'm touching you. So, but then he, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas be doing too much. Like, that's why like,
yeah,
I kind of
yeah,
feel like they need to go on ahead and bring that fight club back in and put the pool table in the middle of these niggas again.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
You know what I'm saying?
That'd be, I always want to do a battle like that, how they did on Fight Club.
Yeah.
With the pool table right there. That shit fine. That'd be good if they brought some shit back like that, though. That had battles like that. But do niggas do too, they do too much though. With a touching, I don't give a fuck as long as don't get mad when I do it back. If you get mad when I do it, then you tripping now. That's when you tripping.
Yeah, true. Yeah. I think people just like you said, be doing it much and they try to put a tough guard. They try to put a tough guy act on there, and in some cases don't need to be no need for no tough guy act. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, it's battle rap.
Right.
You know? It's battle rap.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, unless they're doing too much of the touching, though.
Yeah.
Unless it's too aggressive. You know, it's crazy. You wouldn't even think, because I ain't that type of person. I always get into it with people. But I got into it with somebody. Shit. It was like a few months back, though. Over here, a random dude was, I was supposed to battle his homeboy, and he started battling me. He was rapping and shit, but he was like touching me like crazy though. And I think they tried to go, do some, I don't know, people was recording and shit, like they was trying to do some World Star shit. Like he thought I was gonna be soft or something. But a nigga was touching me just, he was going too far. He took my glasses off my face. That's how far he went. And I think it's a time where it's going too far, and I think that was too far right there. I had to beat his ass. I got that shit on camera. I should have got down.
You should have rolled through his ass.
I still got the video. I could be a grimy. Like I said, I ain't grimy like that, though. That's just crazy. But I got the footage. I could put that bitch up and just embarrass the nigga like that. But I ain't that type of nigga, though. Yeah, what happened, happened. So...
True. And so you say in the ring. Now, what I mean by in the ring is that was a good point. And to add to that, do you think like in the ring there too much saying something or talking about a certain subject or anything is too far in the battle?
No, I don't think so. To be honest, I don't think there's no rules. Unless talked about it beforehand, because some people do that. I had people that I battled like right before, but hey, please don't talk about this and that or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be like, okay, and you respect it. Now, if I was to go in there and still talk about it after we already, you know, spoke on it, then that'd be real fucked up. But if say like, I mean. When it comes to like the dead relatives though, see now that brings me back though. Dead relatives, there might be I don't know about it can't be me. If somebody says something about one of my dead relatives, I'll be real mad. I ain't gonna lie, the battle be over with. So
right.
I mean, but it's like it depends though. Like if they some people will say something like, oh, I kick your dead daddy or something, and my daddy ain't really dead or something. But they'll say it in a battle. Then it's like, I don't, it's like, whatever, whatever. But if they get deep into it, though, like, some people know you got a dead relative. They'll say the name, and they'll start speaking on that person because they did research on it or some shit. That's when I feel like, ah, they going too far with that. But, I mean, if they talking about your girl or something, I don't, it's whatever. I mean, they talking about your mama, okay, whatever. I feel like that come with battle rap. You say disrespectful shit. But when it's, like, too deep, though, into that shit, then, nah, I ain't fucking with that, nah.
What about when they mention your kids?
The kids? You know what's weird? It's weird to say this because if it was my kid, I'd be mad. But I feel like it's gonna be weird as fuck to say this. I feel like it ain't that bad to say it. But if they say it about my kid, I'm be mad though. You know, this is weird. I don't know. I don't really know what to say about that. Like, I feel like it ain't as bad, you know what I'm saying? But if it's my kid, I'm gonna be mad as fuck. But I mean, some people, my God, how can I say this? It's hard to explain. Like, if they can say the name or they can say something like slick and keep going, and it'll be like whatever. But if they just stay on that subject, like, oh, your kid, this and that, and then he did this or whatever, and I've seen when he, you know, like, if they go deep into it, then that's when I feel like it's bad. But if they ain't too deep in it, then I feel like it's whatever, though. Just don't go too deep on the subject. Like, I just think they can say it and then keep going, but don't stick to that subject for, like, a goddamn 30 seconds of shit still talking about it. I feel like that's when it's bad.
Right.
Yeah. What you think? What
yeah,
you think about
I think.
It?
I mean, I'm iffy on it. I'm 50-50 on it because it's one of them things like you said. They talk about I slap your dead dad and your dad is nowhere near dead. Like I ain't no reason to get offended. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah. But, it ain't no. You know.
The whole thing of talking about their relatives, you know, my relative's dead because you didn't do research, you know, the date they died and all this crazy shit. Yeah, buddy, you pushing it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
pushing it.
You know what I'm saying? They pushing it. And then I also feel like you said, it's only room. I personally feel like in each round, it's only a couple seconds for that. Like, if you cater a whole round to my daughter only having one hand.
Yeah, and it's like, what the fuck?
After the first two punches, the first two schemes, somebody in the crowd going to be like, okay, bro, like, we ain't here to talk about, like, okay, at first it was hot. Then, as a listener, I would start feeling bad for laughing at a nigga talking about somebody's daughter missing a hand. You know what I'm saying? Like, at this point, I'll be like, bro, okay, bro, it's not funny no more, bro. You talking about, you know what I'm saying? As a fan, I don't know. But then as a fan, I also expect somewhere I'll be looking for the rebuttal of the other battle rapper. And that's what helps me. And that's what helps me realize who's really about the life and who's not. Because if I stand in front of you and say, you broke, you ain't about that life, you ain't got no money, and then it's your turn to rap and you don't tell me I'm lying or you really got a band, I'm going to assume what they said is true. So, like, if somebody talk about your daughter missing a hand in the round and it's come time for you to rap, and you don't say nothing in regards to your daughter, I'm going to be like, damn, either his feelings hurt or his daughter really got... Right, you know what I'm saying? It depended on who the battler is. Like, if the battler is a good rebuttaler and the battler is a good freestyler, then I'll be thinking like, okay, this nigga definitely going to respond to this. He's definitely going to say something. Like, my daughter won She'll still clap. Did it something. I be waiting. I be anticipating a rebuttal. Like, when niggas be saying shit in line, like, for instance, the whole K-Shine, the whole bullshit that went around with T-Rex and they was touching his butt and his battles and shit. Remember all that? When he was grabbing ass for the battle? And every single battle after, and every single battle after that, somebody brung up the ass grab. Every single time he got up to that, somebody brung up the ass grab. Or with T-Rex, the little mole on his ear. Every time somebody talk about that mole, we still ain't heard what it is from T-Rex. I ain't heard him deny nobody grabbing his ass. Nothing. Like, bro, I know you can rap, bro. I know you can say something like, "You weren't grabbing my ass. He was putting the pistol back in it." Something.
Let's go.
Let's go. I want to hear a response. I want to hear a response to to the ear. Like, I want to hear a response. Like, man, can you finally just tell us in a bar, like, why y'all steady talking about my ear? It's a birth defect. Something. Like, I really just want to know.
Birth defect.
Right. So then when he don't, or like when they talk about K-Sean and the whole tranny thing. Okay, K-Sean, you battled billions of times, bro. You come up with billions and billion bars and billions of schemes, bro. We have not heard you say one bar or one scheme denying the fact that it was a tranny. So it makes me think. What is it? If somebody called you gay in a round, I'm pretty sure when it comes time for you to rebuttal, you're probably going to rebuttal that because you're not gay. You can try as many My Gun So Big bars to help us forget that he just called you gay. But somebody going to leave that battle like, but hey.
Somebody
will leave and be like, well, yeah, Craig Lamar did get off, but that nigga called him gay all three rounds. He didn't say nothing about it, bro. He must be gay.
Nigga, you said I was gay. God damn it. I'm a stumble. No, I gotta work on my rebuttal game anyway. I can rebuttal, but most of my battles though, I be a little intoxicated, I must say. So when I be trying to, like, you know what I'm saying, do some rebuttals or something, sometimes them shit don't come out how I think they gonna come out though. I be slurring my words and shit. But me and Mr. Mills though, I was rebuttaling in that one though.
Yeah, I remember that shit. I was there. I was standing about 5 feet away from you. I was standing right by the cameraman. But I remember that shit. Like, so as I said, like, you be, your little ass be getting off. Because when I seen it, I'm like, this little nigga ain't finna. You know, I didn't know
you
was that
little. You said your little ass be getting.
Let me not call you little. So, on the camera and on these phones and on these TVs, y'all niggas look like 8 feet tall. So, I'm fine.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
So, Smurf is my nigga. Like, that's my big bro. Like, I'm trying to learn how to run a league and shit, too. So, I be learning and learning little tricks to the game, you know, with him. So, he like, all right, look for this nigga, Craig Lamar. He going, you know, you know when you see him. I'm all right, bet. So I see you instantly. Boom. Oh, I know who he is. He passed me. This nigga short as hell.
The nigga
by phone. This nigga look extra big on camera. Then when I seen you rap, because I've seen your battles online. When I seen you rap, I'm like, yeah, he's like a giant when he comes to rapping. Like, and I've been thinking, like, I'm like, this nigga, I've been thinking, like, this nigga ain't going to hurt himself. Or something. He's gonna hurt himself. But you be your little ass thinking, that's what I'm saying. Like, he, Craig Lamar be going crazy. Okay.
It's
so what else?
It's funny you said that.
So
it's funny.
Have you battled a nigga that's like 8 feet tall yet?
Nah,
I know you battled a nigga that was like
tall,
way tall.
Oh no, I did. Matter of fact, damn, it was in my way back though. I'm talking about when I first started. Wait, ain't nobody too much new about me though. I used to battle a whole bunch. You know, I'm 5'8", so there's a lot of motherfuckers taller than me anyway.
and shit. But you just reminded me, I had a fan see me in the store the other day, and he was like, "Damn, man, I thought you was gonna be taller. You look bigger on YouTube." I'm like, "Damn, nigga, I don't know what to tell you, man." And we chopped it up a little bit. They'd be surprised at how humble I be, though, because I be humble to all my fans. I talk to them and shit. I talk to them like they one of my homeboys. I'll be chilling with them, so they always be surprised. Like, what the fuck? I don't know. I guess they thought I was going to be on some, like, Hollywood shit or something.
Right.
But I just be chilling. Yeah, I just be chilling, though. So some niggas do be on that Hollywood shit, though.
You said some of them niggas be on that Hollywood shit. What you mean?
Some of them be acting like they goddamn, like they P. Diddy or something in this motherfucker, though. Some people act like that, though. Some battle rappers acting all stuck up and shit like that. I don't like that. I'll just be myself, though. I'll just be chilling. So I see myself still trying to come up anyway, though, like in battle rap. Like, I got a buzz, but I ain't like where I want to be. So shit, I feel like I'm still trying to get up there with the big name. So,
right.
Yeah.
I feel you. Have you ever been starstruck? Have you seen a big name battle rapper and be like, "Oh shit, I can't believe I'm meeting this nigga"?
Nah. You know what? I was low key starstruck when I seen JC though when I first battled him. But you could see
mm-hmm.
in my face, like when he rapping, I'm smiling and shit. I was happy as hell though that night. I was happy. Cause he was one of my favorite ones.
Starstruck. So which one of y'all taller, you or him?
He said, what did you? Oh, you said who's taller? No, I'm taller than him. That's crazy. Yeah, I'm taller than him. I'm bigger than JC, man. JC love. He love, man. Shouts out to JC too, though. JC, he a humble ass dude though. Talking about people that's humble. He real humble.
Yeah. I kind of picked that up from him.
Yeah,
he
humble.
Like as far as like rapping and seeing his interviews and behind the scenes and his videos with his family, like you can kind of tell who humble. You can kind of tell which one's going to be Hollywood, I should say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like some of these niggas won't even tell you thank you. You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
Yeah. Meme mugging the whole time.
Right. So how has this quarantine affected you and your career or whatever you have going on outside of battle rap? How have you been affected by the virus?
Shit, I just been sitting back watching old ass battles. To be real, I like the old Smack better.
With the timer on the screen?
Yeah, I like the old Smack. Like, I like it way back when Young Ill was popping and shit, too.
Hollow
was really on his shit, though. Hollow was done when he was, like, really on his shit, spitting. Like, the old Big T, I like all that. I still fuck with the new battle rap now, but I just don't feel like... I feel like new battle rap, a lot of people, like, shit, it's too many of them sound the same, and you get tired of it, though. And it's like they all trying to sound
mm-hmm.
like... I don't know how to explain. It's a way people rapping now. Like, a lot of people that's coming out, like, they got a certain way they rap. They all rapping the fucking same. Like, bow! And then they'll say, like, the finishing punchline or something. This is, yeah, I don't know, man. What's some other shit? People ain't different
right.
no more. They just all of them sound the same. Ain't nothing special. They ain't standing out. They're trying to sound like each other and shit, so... But that's what the quarantine though. I got a whole bunch of bars though. I've been writing shit. Just got shit ready for whatever battle I do get locked in for after this shit is over with. So I really had a lot of time to write and shit. You know you ain't got shit to do with the quarantine, your ass in the house chilling. So I just been doing that and watching old ass battles. Shit, that's about it though.
Okay. So do you have
your favorite battle
like
rapper?
My favorite battle rapper.
Like your favorite one
A-Verb.
Right now, though.
Right now, it's A-Verb. I'm an A-Verb.
Yeah, A-Verb.
I'm from the Midwest, so I'm from the Midwest, so all the Midwest niggas, my guys, the Hitman, the Verbs, the Ills, Calico.
You was on Hitman and Ill Heavy? You liked them too?
Yeah, I liked them niggas. You know what I'm saying?
They was fine. Then,
like, as far as outside of the Midwest, I like Surf.
Yeah, Surf fine. He always Surf is always fine.
It's another nigga that I man, it's tipping my tongue. I like Smurf. Oh, Surf, T Top.
You like any of the new ones? Like the newer cats that just came up, the up and coming ones?
I'm gonna be honest with you, I really ain't in tune with a lot of the new niggas. Like, I'm really not in tune with the new niggas. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess, like you just said, well, not just said, but 5-10 minutes ago, you said you be in tune, then you be out tune for what's going on.
Yeah, but like.
So it's like, when I be out of tune, I don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, when I'm in tune, I know what's going on. And I think the last time I was really, really, really in tune to it was like, I don't know. I'm trying to think. It was the RBE card. Was it the RBE card? The ARP card? One of them cards. But I was really, really tapped in and really focused on it. But I don't know, man. I'm just, I think it's the battlers that's throwing me off. That's not making me like it no more. Not like it no more, but, you know, to be in tune, out of tune. Now, what I mean by in tune and out of tune is, like, I used to be on it every battle. I know every battle. I know the person, not the person. Then I slowly only started following the people that I like, if that makes sense.
You can tell me
about two random niggas, and I'll be like, oh, okay. But then something about Averb, I know, because I follow Averb, my fan. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan, so I know what he got going on.
Yeah.
But I can tell you about nobody else. You know, like, I know. I just some ran across my timeline something about Norbs getting fired or something from Smack.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. Yeah, I didn't see that.
See, that's why I'm just like, I still ain't even tapped in and did no research and watch blogs and videos to see what exactly happened. I just been like, you know, and then I think my passion for it, my follow bug for it started leaving when they started, and this might sound bogus of me, but I understand them, when they started monopolizing off of it, the pay-per-views and, like you said, the Smack apps, and it's kind of taking the gruttiness out of it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's taking away the umph to it, you know? So now it's like, now if I want to see a battle, I gotta order a online pay-per-view subscription, then I gotta download an app if I want to rewatch it. It's just kind of too much. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, oh man, if this what I gotta do to stay in tune, fuck it. I don't want to be in tune no more. I stay out of tune.
See, it just ain't the same, but you know, they have like good battles here and there, but other than that, though, it ain't like it used to be.
Right. Yeah, and that's what, and I think the qualities of them started going away, you know, because then I feel like, man, if I waste my time and watch this and this sucks, I'm going to be mad. And that's another reason why I delete the app and don't buy the pay-per-views, because I don't want to be upset. I don't want to pay $30 for a battle event or pay-per-view for these niggas to choke all three rounds, forget they bars, and get to fighting. What am I paying for?
Pay for shit. This shit better come with some complimentary goddamn coupons and shit.
Man, something, an Uber Eats coupon or something, a Domino's off or something. You kind of know what I'm saying? Because it's like, man, like, what am I paying, you know, what's the point? Like, definitely, like, you know, what's the point? Okay, so what are you expecting in the future of your battle rap career?
Yeah, I'm expecting the unexpected so far. I mean, so, I don't know, so, shit surprised me every now and then. I have ARP hit me up and be like, oh, I want you to battle this guy. And that shit, like, what the fuck? I was supposed to battle X-Factor at one point, man. I liked the X-Factor back in the day. And he told me X-Factor called me out. So for X-Factor to even pay attention to me, you know what I'm saying? It was respect. I feel like it was respect. So I still want to battle him. But I know one of my goals, though, is to battle Danny Myers. That's like my top. That's the top dude I want to kill right now. I want to get him the fuck up out of here. Shout out to Danny Myers, though. Shout out to Danny. He cool.
That's one little nigga who, when he rap, I really think he gonna hurt. I be seeing his veins come out of the side of his fucking head.
Man, he hype himself up. Nigga. That nigga his own hype man. He his own hype man. I want to battle him though. He the main, like, he on my killing list. He's somebody I want to battle a lot though. I really want to battle that nigga. So we'll see if we can make that happen. I want that to happen on RB. Like in a small room or something, though.
Right.
I think it'd be fire. I think he underrated, too, though, man. I feel like Danny real fire, but a lot of people don't. For some reason, they don't really, I don't know. They look over him a lot, though.
Yeah. Because he was popping for a while, and then it seemed like something happened, and now he started to come back.
Mm-hmm. So you like Danny? You fuck with him?
Yeah. I fuck with him.
You fire though.
Facts. Have you did any of the quarantine online battles? You ain't participated. Nobody reached out for you to do any of those.
RB, I'm not sure if ARP doing one more quarantine card because he was doing one where he had battlers battling, like sending mm-hmm. videos at each other. So if he do another one, then I'm gonna most definitely be on that one. I'm just waiting for him to get back to me and see if he's even gonna do one because he did one so far. I'm not sure if he's gonna do it again because shit, it looked like I don't know how long this virus shit gonna last, but it looked like it's starting to slow down a little bit. Shit opening up now and all that, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
If anything, I will be battling though on his platform soon. So.
Okay. So somebody wants to book you for a battle. How can they go about doing that? What's your information, your email, your social security number, your bank account, you know, your address? Matter of fact, give me the card number to where they deposit your stimulus check at. That's what I want. What's all that shit?
You can follow Craig Lamar on everything. Craig, on Instagram, Craig B. Wiley. You can find me on that. Craig Lamar, anything else, though, on Facebook, on Twitter, Lamar _ bookings on Yahoo. Give me like that, though. A nigga need a manager.
You said you need a manager? Oh, shit. You need a manager. Okay. I'm going to let that be known. Yeah. I'm going to let that be known. I can reach out to a couple people. I got a brother that do some battle rapping up here. I'm like ghost managing him. I don't even want to call it ghost managing because I got my own shit to manage. But he definitely just, somebody hit him for a battle, he'd be like, here my sister, tell her the details. I'd be like, boy, just yes or no. Do you want to go here and do it or not? That's it.
Man, it'd be hard keeping up sometime with bookings.
Yeah. And I can see what that is. It's just difficult because you don't know who ain't doing what. So we definitely going to keep it a loop. But I definitely want to do a song with you. After hearing this right here, I definitely want to do a song with you.
Hell yeah.
I definitely want to do a song with you. I'm going to need you got some shit. I did not expect that. I was listening to the song, and my wife was with me, so she was in the living room, so I had a plan, and she was like, who's that? Told her, she was like, the battle rapper? I'm like, yeah. She was like, no, that ain't him. I'm like, yes, it is. She like, I don't believe that. I'm like, it's a video. He got a video to it. She like, what? I'm like, man. And that's why I said I think, because I rap, I video edit, I do graphics, I do a little bit of everything when it comes to music. But battle rap, something I don't do. But I feel like overall, battle rappers are very talented individuals because y'all do something to our brains that make us think about shit in ways we ain't thought about. And I think once y'all do that, y'all mission is accomplished, if that makes sense. But to y'all, it's a cake, it's a walk in the park. For me, it's like, damn, did he really just say that? How did he play? That was dope. You know what I'm saying? So I get it. I do appreciate you for taking time out your Sunday, man. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Salute to you. Thanks. Thanks for having me anytime, though. Shit. I'll be on anytime. Hit me up. We do this next Sunday. That nigga be chilling.
Oh, well, actually, next Sunday, well, I got you on here next Sunday, the same time, 7 p.m., I'm interviewing Milltown Blow.
Let's do it.
So I got Blow coming in.
Put me on there, too.
I got Blow. Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going to tap in with you. I'm going to try to find a way to make his interview a little bit different because he don't battle. So I'm going to try to figure out what I can do. Probably get a couple battlers to call in. And I don't know. I'm going to figure out something. Because I do want to ask some things about battle rap culture as far as the league owner view goes. You know what I'm saying? So he'll be in 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah, definitely. So thank you for calling in, man. Shout out to everybody who tuned in. And make sure y'all tune in next Sunday to the Bar Talk Radio Show. We'll be live with Milltown Blow. And shout out to the homie Craig Lamar for stopping by, chopping up with us. You want to give any shout outs, my nigga?
Hey, shout out. Shit. Shout out, goddamn ETD. Shout out Zoo Battle League. Shout out, goddamn RBE. Shout out URL. Who I'm forgetting? There's too many goddamn leagues out there, though. Takeoff Battle League. I probably said it already, though. Hey, shout out everybody that fuck with me. Everybody that fuck with me.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Keep in touch, though. I'll fuck with you on that music, though. Let me know what's up.